Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hey, all you companies that put me on hold when I want to speak with an agent, you can't always be experiencing a higher volume of calls than average. That's not how averages work, okay? I'm John Potter. And also, am I the only one who has to correct, autocorrect more than the autocorrect corrects me? I am not kidding. I am so tired of that. What is the point? I know it's harp to believe, but it's truck. You probably agree with that. Anyway, so I'm bemoaning the lack of phone calls here, and Craig in Carson City says, oh, you should look at the texts, and my gosh, there they all are, all these texts. I'm sorry, I never even thought to look at these things. And it doesn't give the name of the person unless they put their name at the bottom. Like this one I'm about to read is from Renee, but this mysmsforward.com, I don't know, it's a whole new world. But if you text the number, the call-in number, 775-884-9910, then I'm supposed to see it, and I have not seen it. See, I'm used to doing talk radio with, like, phone calls, with the voice when you hear in your ear, and showing how old I am. I am so old, I remember going to the second floor of Sears behind the furniture department to buy concert tickets from Ticketron. Yes, Ticketron. Or it was Warehouse Records at Kitsky and Moana, or Mirabelli's at Park Lane Mall. And, oh my gosh, people think Ticketmaster's a hassle. Anyway, okay, so these texts. This is from Renee. Regarding staying busy in later years, my dad always said he would rather wear out than rust out. It's an old but true saying. How true that is. Thank you, Renee. Next text just says, congratulations, John.
That was also from Renee saying your 45-year anniversary in the business.
Oh, 45 years. I was thinking, my gosh, is my wife pregnant? What? I don't know. Yeah, I did talk about that. It's my 45-year anniversary being involved in radio and TV news. That's very nice of you, Renee. Okay, next text. Mr. Potter, governments do not add value to any product and or many services. It also does not have its own money. People have to wise up. And that's from VT in Reno. And I think this is in reference to the cigarette tax rant that I did. I'm not a smoker, but the tax on cigarettes, very, very high. And who does it hurt? The folks who can least afford it. But the politicians think, oh, this is a nice thing we're doing because we're encouraging them to quit, like it's their decision. Yes, I know it's harmful and everything like that, but it's a little bit too nanny-ish for me. So I guess that's what he's referring to, although I'm basically not a fan of government overall. It's just incompetent, okay? Geez, we saw decades ago with the post office, which is now quasi-government. We see it with the DMV. We saw it with the Capitol Police. Every agency that you depend on to help you drops the ball. I just can't rely on them. None of us can. All right, next text. Okay. This person says, yes, there is an abortion in Yellowstone. I was talking about Yellowstone, the TV show. I'm getting hooked on it. I haven't watched Yellowstone yet. I'm on the 1923 show, which is the second prequel. I haven't hit Yellowstone, but I was saying, oh my gosh, the show, it hasn't won any Emmys because, let me guess, it doesn't have any drag queens in the show. It doesn't, they don't recycle. The cook doesn't cook organic. Okay, so this person texts and says, yes, there is an abortion in Yellowstone. That's why Beth hates her brother Jamie. When she got it at the Indian clinic as a teenager, they sterilized her. I have not seen the show yet.
Oops. You just... Spoiler alert.
Just gave it away. Why did I bring it up? Next text. John, television. Reno 911 is back on MTV channel. Oh, I heard about this. There are actual new episodes of Reno 911. It's back on the MTV channel. And this person writes, it is hilarious. And the language is not censored. And then there's the usual F Joe Biden, I'm sorry. And that is from John in Reno. I did not know Reno 911, of all things, was on the MTV channel. You know what's an embarrassing channel that I've gotten hooked onto? And I say this with all truth and sincerity. Actually, make fun of me all you want. I was strolling around the channels trying to find something to watch. 350 channels, nothing to watch. And I stumbled upon Nick Music. Now, this is Nickelodeon Network. It's for, like, teens. It's for young teens, I think. And what it is, it's a music video channel with hardly any commercials. And I haven't heard all these new songs, and now I'm hooked on them. There's some great music on this thing. Nick Music. Hey, now.
You were saying something about commercials really quick. With children's programming, FCC limits the amount of time per half hour of commercial content. They can't do more than, I think, a minute and a half or 2 minutes worth of commercial time in a 30-minute period on kids' programming.
Gee, too bad they don't do that for radio talk shows.
Or no, actually, John, you want more talk. You want more commercials.
Oh, is that what I want?
Yeah, because you want to get paid and stay on the air and talk less.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm like 69 years old, but watching this channel, Nick Music, I'm like a 12-year-old fanboy. Oh, BTS is on. The Korean kids. Oh, this Billie Eilish song just tears my heart out, and I've gotten hooked on the teenage boy fantasy music. It's a new world for me, from classic country to young teen music with oh my gosh, no joke, that's how it is. Okay, next text. Oh, I guess this is the person who gave away the story about the abortion on Yellowstone. Texted back, oops, forgot to say spoiler alert. Well, thanks a lot. Gosh darn it. Oh, next text. I get it, Ticketron. Yeah. Okay. And what's this one mean? Later years gig Uber Dayton. I hope they take off.
Yeah.
Did I talk about Uber?
I don't think you did.
Okay.
But that's the same person who in the previous message said Ticketron. Yes, we did get your test message. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking about I had to buy concert tickets behind the furniture department at Sears. That's where Ticketron was. Question, do Transformers, you know, the creatures, Transformers, do they have life or car insurance? See, we had an insurance agent on the show last Saturday, and I forgot to ask him that. And speaking of humor, a joke for y'all. Three conspiracy theorists walk into a bar. You can't tell me that's just a coincidence. Text us. I'm a hipster now. I watch Billie Eilish do music videos, and so now I'm into the text stage. You can text or call, same number, 775-884-9910. Coming up, Bob Zaney is coming to save the show. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:16.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Oh, behave. All right, guys, we're on the air. We're on the air. It's going to get crazy. Bob Zaney, can I read your bio on
IMDb? It all depends on what bio you have, because there's so many out there now. And people like to read the one from 1992, and I've done a few more things since then.
You don't look at your bio on IMDb?
Oh, that one? Yeah, that IMDb, no, I don't look at that one. Wikipedia is kind of correct.
All right,
well, let's see what they say. Go
all
ahead.
All right, you folks don't know Bob Zaney. Here we go. In 1977, at the tender age of 15, this native Californian appeared on the infamous Gong Show. Halfway through his stand-up routine, he was pulled off a stage by a man dressed like a nun wielding a net. Yeah, that show was like that.
It was. And by the way, the man had a mustache. So today, in 2023, he would be inclusive. Go ahead.
11 years later, he made a triumphant return as a celebrity judge. I don't really.
Yeah, it was on for a year.
Well, here's the shock. The Gong Show, you're saying, lasted over 11 years?
No. It went off the air, and then they did it back again in syndication. They brought it back a few times. But the second time they brought it back, I was a celebrity judge and did a few weeks with, like, Bob Eubanks and Dr. Demento and a few other people
How
like that.
How can you replace Chuck Barris? That's ridiculous.
Well, that's why it didn't last.
Yeah. So the bio continues. This marked the first of over 100 appearances on national television.
Okay, now we can switch that to 1,000.
1,000 appearances. On national television. 1981, Bob Zaney applied for a job as a newscaster but was turned down. Well, thank goodness.
That was my college radio station.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I can't picture you.
I was studying radio and TV broadcasting, and I did 3 semesters, got my FCC license, give you an idea how long ago that was, and they turned me down to read the news. The signal went out to the parking lot, much like this show, John. Go ahead.
I love it. Later that year, he auditioned for the owner of the Ice House in Pasadena. The audition took place in a club that seats 300. From the only occupied chair came the voice of the owner, "You're not ready." Zaney looked around the empty showroom and said, "Neither is your club."
True story. You would audition in the afternoon on a Thursday and put 5 minutes together.
You are such a wise guy.
I left my job at United Rental to go do the audition from West Covina to Pasadena. Are you going to? By the way, this is from 1990.
You're the kind of comedian that I fear sitting in the front row. To see.
Well, John, I saw you on Thursday night. You came out with your lovely wife, and you sat there, and again, you make mannequins look bad. The reaction from you during the show.
I'm still trying to figure you out.
Yeah, I know. But I saw you think. You're very pensive. You're a pensive man. You think.
I am a quiet man, yes. But the thing is, you are, I don't know, I feel like a target, to be honest with you. And I tried to be as unnoticeable as I could be. I wasn't even in the front row. I was like in the second row at the Silver Legacy. And so you're talking, you're doing your routine. You're very funny. Oh. But I had to go. I had to go to the men's room. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to pick the right time. I got to pick a time when Bob Zaney is looking off into the other direction, talking to that part of the audience, so he doesn't see me get up and leave and go to the restroom. And my God, do you have an eye in the back of your head? Because you're looking way over 90 degree angle at the other side of the room. And I thought I was making a fast, quiet getaway. And what do I hear as I walk out of the showroom? I hear, "Is that your husband? Does he have to go to the bathroom?" I'm you. And then I don't know what you said to the crowd.
Because you left. But let me, and that's going to be the crowd and
escape.
I's little, and your wife's little secret. We had a little secret. By the way, I do instill fear if people wanting to go to the restroom during my show. That's why we're doing a new thing. We're going to have shots of cranberry juice for everyone. So just in case they get a bladder infection.
Why? What is it with you comedians?
You mean trying to be funny?
No, just like embarrassing people is what
because
I'm trying to...
Because we're embarrassed to be up there, and it's your turn. No, it's not embarrassing. You know what? Here's the, you know what the biggest complaint I get after a show, John? Why didn't you talk to me? Okay, so am I really embarrassing people or not?
Well, in my case, it was.
Well, it was, and again...
I just can't understand how you could see me in the dark...
Because I'm a trained, classically trained professional. By the way, I do want to say this. My wife's friend from high school came to the show, and they're sitting, did you see, they're sitting in the front row? And then she comes up to me before the show and says, don't talk to us. I said, move. Just move.
I got to take a break. You're okay. Too much.
884. Did you go to the restroom?
884-9910 is our phone number. Talk to Bob Zaney or myself. It's always open topic, and we're going to have fun with Bob and talk about a show. He's appearing in Reno next on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:24.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter here, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, with Bob Zaney. We'll talk to Bob and get some more laughs after we check in with Craig in Carson City. Each and every Saturday, we've been doing the great DeAndrea Golf Club giveaway. Craig, take it away.
And this week is our final week of this 23 season, and this is an all-inclusive VIP package for the remainder of the golf season. If your phone number ends with the digits 1139, text me with your full name and email address, which we will use to blackmail you on the air. Get you the information from Michael Jory at DeAndre Golf Club.
Excellent. Okay. Good thing.
And the phone number to text is? 1139. And
that's very exciting. And that's the winner.
That'll be, they text me their information and they'll be the winner.
You're not going to believe this. That is actually the last four digits of my number.
Yeah. What's the area code?
Oh. 818.
Wrong. Sorry. Okay. Well, that may be yours, but not this version's. But okay. Yeah, text 884-9910. 775-884-9910.
Cool. Always fun. Good prizes here. All right, I'm continuing with Bob Zaney's bio on IMDb. He's appearing at Silver Legacy here in Reno. Other accomplishments.
It's the Laugh Factory, by the way, John.
The Laugh Factory.
Because some people might go to Madame Butterfly's and then wait around the food area thinking I'm going to do a show. So I am at the Laugh Factory at the Silver Legacy here in Reno. By the way, John, I want to point out JB. I would be amiss, a very funny comic who works down at the Laugh Factory. Today he drove me here, so he's my driver, and I'm his putter. So we're very excited. And the big golf giveaway, it's just the tie-in is perfect.
I can actually leave the room, and you could just take over easily.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, John, because I think what you've done, and again, people are recognizing you at the show the other night, which was really cool.
Well, that's because you talked about me on the stage.
No, but they know you because you are a local celebrity. You are Reno, in some parts of Gardnerville, but mostly Reno.
All right. Other accomplishments from Bob here. Over 50 Bob Zaney's comedy outlets opened up throughout California and Nevada. A comedy club?
They were a franchise comedy club. We'd go into a restaurant, hotel, and put the show together. I also booked Rodney Dangerfield's club in Las Vegas and the one in Century City and Fess Parker's in Santa Barbara. So a lot of, and I used to book comedians for Gabe Kaplan. He had a radio show called Sports Nuts. And yeah. Gabe, and I would book comedians for him. So that's how I got my start, kind of.
There was a time, what was it, the 80s, 90s, early 90s, when there were comedy clubs. Like every city had like five of them.
Yeah. And that was the death of it. And I want to thank you for pointing that out.
Well, no, it's coming back. also did a comedy album, Hi Home, I'm Honey.
On vinyl.
And a soon-to-be published diet scrapbook called Laugh at Fat Baby.
By the again, this is from like 1990, this bio. If you had
Did you finish the diet scrapbook?
No, I'm still working on it. But... I since then, you know, I was on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Did you ever used to watch that? I co-hosted for about 9 years and was on for 17. And every year I'd go out to perform, and Ed McMahon would stand off to the side, and I got to be Johnny Carson for 8 minutes. So it was kind of cool.
Wow, Bob. That's something. Yeah, I did the Easter Seals telethon back in the day, and that was hosted by Pat Boone and Donna Mills. A real exciting couple there.
Pat Boone he's an amazing man. He's still going. He's still going strong. I just look at him and I want to take Relief Factor.
That and the stand-up tub he's marketing.
Oh, you know what I love about the stand-up tub? Because I think the average age is like 85 to buy that, and it comes with a lifetime guarantee. You know, the point is, you can't write that. You can't write it, JB, and you're doing a great job. JB and folks, I'm sorry you can't see this, probably on the webcam. He's in a ZZ Top cover band, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got it down. Highlight of your career, Bob, to date, being hired by your idol, Steve Martin, to appear on the George Burns Comedy Week TV show. I remember that show. It was on CBS.
It lasted 1 year. I did one episode, but it was very cool.
Yeah, I remember that. And now your dramatic weight loss in 1991 caused...
See what year this is?
No, it's your bio. It, of course, is going to go back a couple of years. All right, now I want to hear about this dramatic weight loss in 1991 caused a major overhaul. Along with the 175 pounds lost, you lost 30 minutes of your act.
Yes, I did.
Let
me do some of the jokes
that I lost,
if you'd like that. I went to a fat farm. They made it a ranch. When I danced, the band skipped. Look, I had a sunken bathtub and a sunken toilet. Look, the point is, when I had a talking skull and had a female voice, when I got on it, she said, could I get on top? So there you go.
Good Lord.
Those are some of the jokes I lost.
Well, it's good to bring him back just for that.
No, you know what? You have a repertoire, you know, and some nights I will do a bit that I haven't done in 30 years, and then I'll never do it again.
You are never stuck for something to say.
Well,
you were watching you on the stage. My gosh, it was the audience was kind of dead. I mean,
they were dead, but I looked at everybody's faces, and you're the only one that stared kind of like Mitch McConnell giving a press conference.
But my wife was in hysterics.
Did she like me?
Oh, my gosh. She laughed, and it was so good to get out of the house. We got issues with this company and that company, taxes and everything. And she needed that break.
And you guys do a lot with ferret rescue, which I think is fantastic. I mean,
what?
Ferrets. I think that they're abandoned ferrets everywhere, and there's probably one in his beard. The point is.
There's no ferret rescue.
I know. Again, that was just a joke. I was just kidding around.
Okay. Well, today it's the. Well, this is the bio again. Today, I don't know when today is, it's the cigar-smoking, audience-interactive, crowd-favorite Bob Zaney we know and love. He's married. Are you still, by the way?
Yes, still okay, married. 31 years next, on the 27th.
Comedian, actress Erin O'Connor, living in Los Angeles with their 3 dogs and 3 cats.
Yeah, they all passed away, John.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
That's 32 years. No, it's not. You know... Here's the thing. It's interesting. We chose not to have kids, my wife and I. We rescue animals, you know. So I'm a dog dad. And, you know, the big thing is you don't ever want to outlive your kids. But I don't have a choice. This new dog, Zuzu, she might outlive me. That's the fear right now.
I'm at the age where I worry about that.
Yeah, I want that dog taken care of, you know. Yeah. I heard Taylor Swift's cat is worth $95 million. I mean, I just hope she doesn't blow it all at once, you know, on that fancy cat food, fancy feast.
So you don't have cats?
We just lost our last cat. We had 6 after this point. We rescued 6 cats at our house in L.A. They lived in one wing of the house, and then we had the 2 dogs. And
were they ferals around the neighborhood?
Yeah, that's how it started. We had 1 cat my wife fed at our first house, and I said, don't do that. Don't put the food out for the cat, you know, and she kept coming back, and then she would have kittens and leave the kittens for us. And after a while, you know, a lot of cats showed up. So that, and I can't say what I call that cat, the first one. We never caught her, but we caught all the others and had them neutered and taken care of, and they got delivered.
I have a huge space in my heart for feral cats. It's just we rescued 2. 2 kittens. Mom was a feral cat in Idaho, and this neighborhood in Idaho was tired of the feral cats, and they all made a pact. Nobody feed them, and they'll go away or die. And tragic story, but some wonderful group went out to Idaho and brought them to Nevada, and that's how we ended up with these two.
This is actually a memory of JB's childhood.
Yeah.
Where they didn't feed him, and then finally he had to move away, his parents.
Exactly. It's a joke.
God, JB's.
Well, I believe too much of what you say. I'm very gullible.
You're not gullible. You're a smart man, John. You know what's going on. First you're complaining about two comics you had in the air that weren't funny, and then you have one that might be funny, and that bothers you. So what do you want? That was an off-air conversation, by the way, folks listening at home.
I want to remind you of y'all what Mark Twain once said, and that is the human race has only one really effective weapon in life, and that is laughter. Agree?
I would say so, yeah. Laughter releases endorphins, and you know that, and I mm-hmm. think Flipper was an endorphin.
Oh. I'm slow, too.
I'm sorry. Is that Craig from Carson City?
That's the sound effects library.
Oh, well, that's a very nice library you have there.
Yeah,
Archie Bunker would be proud.
When I try to tell a joke, he has the crickets and, you know.
You know, the crickets. When I did the Rodney Dangerfield HBO special, we'd have a little sketch before I did the stand-up, and he did that with all the comics. Ours was we're at the Improv, and Rodney's sitting at the table. Jamie Farr from MASH, who played Klinger, is sitting at the table. I'm sitting there with my best friend who's we work together, and they introduce me. Fred Willard's on stage introducing everybody. So he introduces Jamie Farr. The place goes nuts. They introduce me. The place goes nuts. And then they introduce Rodney Dangerfield, and it's crickets. It's
Why?
Crickets. Because it's funny. He got no respect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He stuck with the theme. That's where he goes. Yeah, you're doing a great job today. We're so proud of you.
You got to have coffee before you talk to this guy.
Not really. You haven't had coffee yet. It's almost noon.
So I also want to mention the two opening acts, the two comics who were on before you.
That's right. It's Mark Pitta, very funny man.
The first one was hilarious.
Oh, Rob.
Not as funny as you, Rob, Bob. But
Rob. It's Rob. It's fine. It doesn't matter at this point. I really feel like I'm not even here.
Yeah. Some of the startled cowboys couldn't quite make.
Understand, because he is a gay comedian who does gay humor.
Yeah.
You know, and he's asexual JB on stage, and it's very. It's scary.
He's very out and proud and shocking and weird and wonder. Did I really stare at you like Mitch McConnell from the audience?
Yeah, and it was very. I was ready to call the doctor. And no, you didn't. Okay, God, you take this all so seriously. What do you need from me?
So, what can people expect at you? Oh, let's talk about the show. Okay, so. You're only here. You're only here for a couple of days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 7:30, 9:30 tonight, and tomorrow the big 7:30 show, which is exciting on Sundays. Last night, the second show we had, it was sold out, right?
Oh, it was like 120.
120. Is his mic on, by the way, or is he not allowed to have a mic because of his age?
Say something there, JB.
It was 120 last night.
Wow, that's very good. That's a full room, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great room. I actually played the room when it was Catch a Rising Star back in the day.
Remember that, yeah.
Then it became something else one more, and then it became Laugh Factory. No, it was Catch and then Laugh.
And yeah. Then
I think when Silver Legacy opened, that was like Sahara, which I used to work for Sahara Reno. We had the Casbar Lounge.
Right.
And it was just like it is at Laugh Factory, where you have a big window where people can look in
right.
and see the show, and in front of the window was the big bar, and inside we would have not necessarily comedians, but we had like musicians. We had the unknown comic there.
Murray Langston. I started a movie with Murray and Linda Blair. It's called Up Your Alley. I know Murray very well. By the way, also I performed here. First time I performed the Reno was at the MGM Grand, which is now the GSR, and talk about a stage. The stage was behind the bar.
Yes.
So the bartenders were there, and we had to do our stand. It was the worst show ever.
Well, they used to be free shows if you bought two drinks.
Right.
And
JB has no problem. He just buys drinks anyway, so he's welcome everywhere. He has a couple drinks. He goes into Walgreens and says, "Take something."
No kidding.
But JB took me to Dollar Tree before the show, and we experienced a smash and grab, which is just a grab. But the point is. because they don't really have to break in to get the Dollar Tree stuff, was the joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't have to smash anything. It's not locked up.
Maybe you should explain more.
I do. And you know what? It's a service I provide to the audience. And I'll give you a quick story. I was in Las Vegas performing at the Maxim Hotel. By the way, I've performed at about, I think, 25 hotels in Las Vegas now. And there's two ways to get rid of a hotel in that town. You implode it or you hire me. Anyway, so I'm at the Maxim, and across the street at Bally's is George Carlin, and Brad Upton, a very famous comic now on Dry Bar and stuff, mm-hmm. he says he set it up so we go say hi to George Carlin. And I go, okay. And, you know, I know George. My brother brought home the albums, you know. Anyway, I say, hi, George, I'm Bob Zaney. He said, yes, you are. And he started doing my act. And he says, you're the guy that explains the jokes to people. He loved me. And it was, I felt bad for Brad because he didn't know.
Listen, you've been performing since 1977.
People ask
don't you get burned out?
I'm burned out just thinking about doing the show right now. But I want
to
say
sorry
this.
To bring it
That's
up.
That's okay. But no, this is interesting. People ask me, Bob, what did you do before you became a comedian? And I said I was a sophomore in high school. Look, the point is, by the way, can I point out the Gong Show? Because I auditioned two other times, did not make the show. And the one time that I didn't make it, I should have. I had a paper bag over my body with just my head exposed. I went on as the Unknown Comics half-brother. Now, come on. That's a 50-year-old kid. It's the 70s. That's pretty creative. And I couldn't get on the show with that shtick.
It was a good show, but Gong Show, it's one of those things where it gets old so fast.
Well,
you know?
I had Chris Beard, who's the co-creator of
it's
the Gong
like
Show.
It's like Laffin. Laffin had the same problem.
George Slaughter, he mentioned me in his new book, I heard. I'm getting it for my birthday. But anyway, the point is, Chris Beard, who co-created the Gong Show with Chuck Barris, was on my podcast. And Chris, I've done a bunch of shows over the years with him. And this was about 10 years ago. He said to me, you know, they can't bring back the Gong Show because everything's the Gong Show now.
True.
When it was on the air, it was so out of place that everybody, you know.
That's what drew you to?
Yeah. The whole purpose of the show is they'd have like one or two good acts and the rest were crap. And that, hello, it's me. But anyway, the point is, I was pulled off stage, and they consider that a specialty act. So I got paid after $125.80 and a waffle iron.
To be
iron.
On TV?
Yeah, and a waffle iron. And my parents were really angry because we were a pancake family. But the point is. Anyway, so, you know. That's
a nice bridge. I like that. But the point is.
But here's it's Rickles. Anyway, Rickles was the best. I'm reading his book right now.
He was.
It's very interesting.
You do a podcast?
I had a podcast. I have over 100 episodes. Stephen Wright, Carrot Top, a lot of people. And the theme of my podcast was I had to work with him at one point or another. You know, I beat Carrot Top on Star Search. And, in fact, he shows the clip of me beating him on Star Search in his live show at the Luxor. So not only am I in Reno tonight, I'm in the Las Vegas Strip.
I saw the Carrot Top show about 6 months ago. Never seen him before. The guy is still, God bless him, he's still working it.
You know, he told me a great story, and it kind of reminded me when I started out. He went to college and studied graphic design, and he said he had his logo and his image and all that stuff before he had an act because he was just ready to do this, you know?
Well, and it's funny. He still has that outfit and the hair and everything. I have no idea how old he is, but to have that style when you're like 70.
Well, he's like 50, 55 probably.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he's got one more year with the hair, and then he's going to go bald, yeah. And they're going to bring back Lex Luthor. I don't know what they're going to do.
So we did get a text in. It says, I used to go to the Ice House in Pasadena. How about the Under the Ice House owned by Pat Paulson?
I don't know about the Under the Ice House. I know Pat Paulson used to play there. The Ice House in Pasadena goes back to the early 60s, and he used to perform there to some other brothers,
yes.
George Carlin.
Well, the Ice House must have gotten so popular, then they opened an auxiliary under the Ice House.
Yeah,
probably.
And Craig, if you want to, I can't believe you brought up Pat Paulson. He was one of the judges on the Gong Show when I did it.
No, he'd be
J.P. Morgan, Pat Paulson, and you know who the best was? Pearl Bailey. John, I've worked with Pearl Bailey. Think about that.
You know what I have? You've reminded me that my daytime pleasure is watching some station runs it, the 1977 match game.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And, it was all free-for-all. Yeah. Richard Dawson,
yeah.
Raymond Burr, and who else was on it? Oh, my gosh. Arlene Galanka.
Well, fine. I know. And those, but those were the days. And I remember coming home from high school, and I'd watch it with my mom after school.
Bob Barker was on it. And what's great is to see all the favorites. They're still alive.
Yeah.
They're still alive. You can see them.
Well, don't tell that to Bob Barker. But
Bob Barker has black hair in the match game 77. It's
well, but, you know, and then he made that choice not to diet anymore. Remember that? That was a big thing. And then he neutered a cat. Look, the point is, it's big show, and I have a dry bar comedy special. If folks want to check that out, if you can't make it to the Laugh Factory, it's over 6.2 million views now, which is pretty good for an old guy on YouTube. Just go Bob Zaney Dry Bar. You can find that. And I have a YouTube channel, the official Bob Zaney channel. And we're showing clips of over the 1,000 shows I've done over the years. We pull out little clips and snippets.
What's next? Are you going to get back on TV or?
Well, I guess. I didn't know I had
Hey,
left.
Me too.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, one day at a time. That's all. And, you know, you watch me work. And what I try to do, the only thing I tell people ask for, just be in the moment. Don't have anything else going on in your life. Don't worry about the ferret rescue, because I know you and your wife are really big on that. But take the ferret rescue.
I don't know where you got that.
I don't either. But the point is, it's funny. Come on. You know it's funny.
It is. I will admit.
It's kind of funny, okay?
That is funny. Craig, I'm lost count here. Do I don't have another spot break here.
Yeah, this
I?
Is this is the one we should have gone
oh,
to
this
five
is the
minutes
one.
Ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Craig, how did it go 5 minutes ago when we ended it?
You know, it was the best 5 minutes of my life.
All right. Did you go to the Carson Nugget to see who's going to be there next?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, back with Bob Zaney. One more break here. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. FM News Talk Time 1150.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
So grateful you came here to save my show. It was such a disaster.
No, it wasn't. I think I added to the show, John, and I think you're insecure, and I can really, I'm not insecure.
Was I fishing for a compliment here?
Yes, you were fishing for a compliment.
Well,
and Craig up in Carson City, or is it down? It's up, right?
It's up. Yeah.
Down. Oh,
it's down. Right, cuz Reno, I mean Tahoe's up.
There you go.
Anyway, John, I want to thank you for having me on the show, cuz I know that I had to go through a big screening process with you. I had to get you free tickets to the show and buy you drinks. And then that cash that I handed you after the show really helped out. So thank you for having me on the show.
And we still let
it's
him
a
on
lie.
The air.
It's a lie. Come on.
It's a lie. Nobody carries cash anymore.
No, they don't. Thank you.
You know, you're reminding me of the days when I had pull in this town. And now I'm invisible. But, oh, it was nice to be on top and have all the perks,
and that's why I'm here. I just want we want to thank you for your
service.
I got you. And JB is going to be taking over the show next week. It's called JB and ZZ Top.
So what's great about your show? And I got the feeling watching it as I was staring at you, like Mitch McConnell, and my wife was laughing. But I had the sense that every show you do is different.
Yep.
It wasn't like I saw Rich Little in Las Vegas. And I love Rich Little, but it was not a good show because you could tell whatever was happening in the audience or whoever he saw, or he stuck to this routine and never wavered one word from it.
Well, Rich is very good at what he does. I mean,
he is.
He's the best.
God bless him. He's, what, 80-something?
Yeah.
But the thing is, there was no spontaneity.
Yeah.
And you have it.
I do have the spontaneity, and a lot of people think it's ADD. I'm not sure. This is how
things just pop in your head and you go with it. And every show is different.
Yeah. But, you know, I would say 30% of the show is different. I have the lines. I have the jokes, but I pull them out if they fit for that second. JB's watched me work and he's amazed by it. Right, JB?
Yeah. Last night was a good example of how he really joined everybody in the audience together. Everybody's job from different. You know, and it was a great show last night. It really was.
And they were all from Stockton, California.
Yes, which
and it was like a group of, they sold auto parts or something.
Auto body workers.
So, again, Bondo flying everywhere, which was kind of exciting. That's an auto body joke.
Yeah, just don't use Bondo as a lube.
You don't. But I'm going to do a quick news take right now for you. I do the Zaney Report across the country, And I thought I'd end it with that.
Oh, yes. Give us some news.
There's talk that Senator Joe Manchin may leave the Democrats and join the No Labels Party. You've heard about that, right?
Yes.
And under heavy pressure to step aside, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell might leave the Republicans and join the Deer in the Headlights Party. This is interesting. Good news, bad news. Here's the bad news. Yeah. In New Jersey, a power outage was caused by a bird who dropped a fish that landed on a transformer. The good news is the transformer immediately turned into a car and drove away. This is interesting. In Chicago,
oh, I just got it.
Yeah, thank you. And in Chicago, a Univision TV news crew reporting on the rise of crime in the Windy City was robbed at gunpoint and their camera equipment was taken. The 70s-style news anchor said, no film at 11. Come on, you had to respect that one. Well, and finally, this is a thing I call the Zanny Report time capsule. I've been doing the Zanny Report since back at KLOS in Los Angeles in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So I've revisited a joke. This is from November 20th, 2017.
Yes.
Dateline, Scottsdale, Arizona, a 94-year-old woman who was locked in the trunk of her car for 7 hours was able to set herself free. The first thing she said was, ta-da!
Okay. It's been a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. BobZanny.net is the website, at BobZanny on the Twitter.
Showtime's tonight, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Laugh Factory inside Silver Legacy.
There you go.
I did something right. I did something right.
It's very exciting, John.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a hard judge. We might come back because every show you do is different.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My wife would love seeing you again.
Thank you, Craig. Maybe I'll see you next time I'm in Carson City.
All right, folks. See you, Craig. Good job. Folks, I'll be back here Saturday morning on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.